In the heart of Edinburgh, amidst the cobblestone streets that echo the tales of centuries, and under the watchful gaze of ancient castles, a story of remarkable resilience and boundless creativity quietly unfolded. This narrative wasn't spun from the threads of wizards and witches, nor did it spring from the depths of mythical lands. Instead, it was the real-life journey of a woman, a single mother, who faced the specters of depression, poverty, and societal rejection with a courage that would later inspire millions. This woman harbored a dream, delicate and flickering. It was a dream that threatened to be snuffed out by life's harsh gales. With a young daughter to nurture and no more than a few pennies to their name, the corners of a small, drafty apartment offered momentary refuge from the biting cold of reality. And yet, within these confines, she sought warmth in the glow of an inner world, a world entirely her own making, painstakingly woven together in the quiet hours of the night. Day by day, she made her way to a modest cafe, its windows steamed from the warmth within, a stark contrast to the bleakness of her circumstances. And there, in that little cafe, nestled in a corner with a cup of coffee that had to last hours, she laid the foundation of her escape. Her fingers danced as she wrote, each thought in defiance of her predicament, each word a step closer to the world that she yearned to create. But beyond the comforting confines of the cafe lay a reality less receptive. The manuscript that consumed her, into which she poured the essence of her being into, it was met with cold indifference. Letters of rejection arrived with a regularity that became a cruel echo of her failures. The doors of publishers slammed shut, one after the other, each rejection a heavy stone added to the burden she already bore. The publishing world, it seemed, was an impenetrable fortress, and its gatekeepers blind to the potential of her creation. And yet, it was within the shiver of this rejection that her resolve was forged. With each refusal, her world grew more vivid, its characters more real. They became her allies in solitude, her light in the darkness, her reason to persevere. They whispered encouragement and spoke of hope, even when all seemed lost. At the precipice of despair, when hope was but a distant flicker, fate turned its face her way. A door, previously barred, cracked open with a hesitant yes. It was the chance that she had been waiting for, a lifeline thrown in the vast darkness of rejection. The world was on a cusp of discovering a place where magic was real, where bravery knew no bounds, and where the light of friendship illuminated the darkest corners. This series, born from the depths of adversity, would captivate the hearts and imaginations of readers across the globe. It transcended the barriers of age, language, and culture, weaving a narrative of friendship, courage, and the indomitable spirit of love against a backdrop filled with enchantment and wonder. The tale that had once been confined to the realms of rejection letters and disheartened dreams now resonated in the hearts of millions, a testament to the power of persistence and belief in one's vision. And the series that became a beacon of hope and wonder for so many, Harry Potter. The woman who, against all odds, brought this world into ours, her name was J.K. Rowling. Welcome to the WoW Level Life podcast, a podcast where every three episodes we look at the pages of history, sometimes far back, sometimes in recent past, for stories that embody themes in a conversation that we have in the following episode. And as we prepared for this episode, wondering how do we awaken your wonder? How do we stir your imagination? How do we light your creative soul on fire? We venture back into Rowling's story, and her accomplishments are extraordinary. Just look at book sales. The Harry Potter series has sold over 500 million copies worldwide. making it the best-selling book series in history. From living on state benefits to being named by Forbes as the first person to become a billionaire simply by writing books, and that's amazing. That's amazing. What an incredible story. What an incredible financial transformation. And even though, depends on the research and who you listen to, Rowling may or may not be a billionaire, she has given away much of her money to charity. But the Harry Potter films have grossed over $7.7 billion in total, ranking among the highest grossing movie franchises ever. If you've ever been to Orlando and been to Universal Studios, you might have popped into the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. The theme parks have been established in several locations now worldwide, contributing significantly to Universal Studios revenues. If you look at the awards and accolades, Rowling has received numerous accolades, including the Legion of Honor and the Order of the British Empire for her literary and philanthropic contributions. And again, she's donated millions to charity, focusing on supporting women, children, and ending child orphanages globally through her charitable trusts. And whether you align with JK's worldview, whether you like the books or don't, her cultural impact is pretty hard to argue with. The series, it has inspired now multiple generations. It has influenced literature, education, and it has had an impact on popular culture on a global scale. Harry Potter Deathly Hallows, it set records as the fastest selling book at the time of its release. 15 million copies sold in the first 24 hours. So J.K. Rowling's journey from adversity to success has left an indelible mark on literature and beyond. And I think her story really showcases the enduring power of creativity and perseverance in the face of adversity. When I think about her story and try to get curious, and as I inspire you and hopefully ask you to get curious with me in preparation for next week's conversation, I'm curious if you can recall a moment in your life where a significant challenge or obstacle led to unexpected personal growth or creativity. How did that experience transform your perspective or approach to life? The stress that you were under, the pressure that you were under, did it help you grow? Did it expand your creativity? Did it force you to? In JK's story, we see how rejection and hardship were catalysts for creativity and success in ways that she may not have been able to achieve without the pressure and stress and adversity that she was under. Why do you think adversity often pushes us to reach deeper into our potential? And how do you personally cope with that stress and resistance? Do you have creative outlets or practices that you channel these experiences into something positive? The narrative highlighted in her story, it just reminds me, and I think all of us, the importance of perseverance, also in the face of not just adversity, but just rejection. I can't imagine what it feels like to get those rejection letters over and over and over again and feel like you're down to your last penny living off the state and then to keep going anyway. So think about your own experiences. What qualities or factors enable some people, including you, to keep pushing forward when faced with continual setbacks? What's the hardest thing you've ever experienced? What enabled you to push through? If you're hearing my voice right now, you're still with us here, breathing, standing today. Why? How do you think that societal attitudes towards failure and rejection impact our ability to grow and innovate? There's a lot of people out there who just aren't comfortable with the idea of struggle. They're not comfortable with the idea of high expectations for themselves or for others around them. Is it possible that society could better support individuals in embracing the struggle, choosing the right level of hard, and see some of that stress not as a negative thing, but as an opportunity for greater personal and professional development? You know, when you consider the role of support in overcoming adversity, it takes my mind to multiple people. And I think it's also helpful when we think about the times we were in those situations, and maybe you're in one of those situations right now. Who in your life helped you along the way? Who helped you through hard times? Who got you through the tough times? What role did that person play, and why did it make it possible for you to persevere? If you feel like you're coming up a little short on that kind of support right now, how can you identify the role that someone else played in the past and be intentional about seeking out someone who can help play that same role in the adversity and stress that you're up against today? My hope is that in this short episode, you might approach either your current or your next personal or professional challenge just a little bit differently by asking if there's a lesson or an insight that there is to be gained. If perhaps the stress that you're under might be a part of your own development and conditioning to level up and continue to pursue a wow level life. To go back to J.K. Rowling's writing, the concept of a magical world was crucial for her success and healing. If you could create your own world, what would that world look like? How would it help you to cope with or grow from your own life experiences? How can we, as a community, foster environments where stress and resistance are not just obstacles to overcome, but are seen as integral to our collective growth and creativity? Well, next week, we have to what many of you might be a surprising guest. His name is Curtis Rigg. He is a fitness coach, conditioning coach, instructor. Some people might just call him someone who invites them to the gym to work out alongside of them. He has a pretty extraordinary background, and yet his approach to working out with me in the gym has been somewhat contrarian. It's unique, and his perspective on this is oftentimes rooted in how we can view stress as a good thing, as an intentional choice for the sake of growth. And I think there's a lot we can learn by how our physical bodies respond to stress and the choosing of intentional stress, like resistance training, and what that enables our body to do in terms of growth. And so I'm excited for that conversation with Curtis. I think you're very much going to enjoy it. So join us for that next week, and we'll look at some of the parallels between the stress in your own life and the growth that you are pursuing and what it all has to do with living a wow level life. I think these are some questions worth asking. I hope you're a little bit more curious now than you were just a few minutes ago. Thank you for listening in to this episode. I am Harris III. Let's continue to pursue living wow level lives together. I'll talk to you soon.